Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. When done correctly, you can put pork in your freezer at a lower cost than what you'd pay at the grocery store. When raising your own pigs, you control the feed and additives so you know exactly what they're fed. You also have the satisfaction of producing your own meat. Let's go through some of the things you'll need to think about. How many hogs to raise? Determine how much pork your family eats in a year. Is it only a Christmas ham or sausage and bacon every morning? It's helpful to know which pork cuts are used in your household. Pigs grow best in moderate temperatures, around 70 degrees, and can tolerate colder temperatures as they gain weight and age. Feeder pigs can be purchased from breeders and raised to market weight, around 300 pounds, in 5 to 8 months, depending on the animal's size at purchase and the feeding protocol. Generally, pigs don't require much space. Growing pigs need around 8 square feet of space inside a shelter. Pigs are natural excavators. Plan for them to rip up soils and create large holes in muddy areas when housed outdoors. To grow efficiently, pigs need access to feed and water 24 hours a day. A self-feeder is handy. Access to feed throughout the day improves gain compared to other feeding systems. When raising pigs, feed will be the most expensive input that cannot be avoided. Unless you already have access to grain to mix your own feed, purchasing pre-mixed rations is the way to go. Commercial mixes are designed to maximize growth and minimize feed intake. Grass-fed pigs require more energy and protein to grow than grass alone can provide, so plan a nutrient-packed supplement. The amount of feed needed is based on weight, and monitoring this will improve your bottom line. Younger pigs need more protein and specific amino acids than older pigs do. Use caution when feeding table scraps. Be prepared for illness. Because of their tendency to root, pigs housed outdoors are highly susceptible to soil-borne parasites, bacterial, and viral infections. This is a multi-layered issue that typically requires routine treatment with broad-spectrum antiparasitics. Pigs raised in clean, well-kept indoor environments have relatively low issue with parasites. Illnesses will slow or stop growth. A good relationship with a veterinarian is important. The day will come when pigs reach market weight. To collect the meat from your pigs, you'll either need to haul them to a processor or harvest them yourself. A skilled harvester will not only treat your pigs with respect, but they'll also be able to maximize the amount of meat during the cutting process. I will be hosting a session in our homesteading series on raising backyard pigs. This will be an introductory program focusing on stock selection, housing, feeding, and troubleshooting health issues. The program will be held May 22nd at the Oswego Community Center at 6 p.m. RSVPs requested. To learn more about raising pigs, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.